Hi, my name is Kathy Shields, and I'm a teacher. I want to share my story with you. It's a short story about learning to see beyond barriers. It's also a little like putting a round peg in a square hole. At least that's how I felt when I was confronted with this conundrum this year. I landed in fifth grade as a reading language arts teacher after 3 years teaching all subjects to third grade. I was excited, but somewhat disappointed that I wouldn't be doing any math. I've always developed exciting projects based on math standards, and I wondered, would I be able to do it this year? I mean, what would I do instead? Change forces us to take a new look at how we do things, and in this case, I considered it a challenge to find hands-on projects and relate them to reading and language arts. The first challenge that came up was projects by Jen, Oreo stacking. I had participated in this for years, and it was a math lesson, ideal for covering averages and other math standards. So I wondered, how could I do this with my fifth grade students so they wouldn't miss out? So one day, while introducing some elements of figurative language, it hit me. Why not use the Oreo stacking as an opportunity for students to observe, record, and create their similes or metaphors using their observations? Students then had a purpose, a point of view, and an engaging task to accomplish. I was able to capture several students in an audio podcast also. They loved it. I then realized that anything was possible, and it now seems very obvious to me that everything we do is explained with media using text, images, and sound. And I now know that reading and language arts can be incorporated in any topic, any activity at all. In fact, the sky's the limit.